Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Bing any bong, bing, bing, bing. Welcome to Suggestible, everybody. Surprise episode of Suggestible for Mason.
What does that mean?
Because this is the episode of Suggestible for this week, Mason.
Claire, oh, you son of a bitch.
Claire is still away, and you've been ambushed to be in a podcast briefly.
That's incredible. I knew something was up when you were like, let's do a movie commentary for the movie Deep Blue Sea.
We are going to do that too. That will be after this.
Yeah. Oh, how fast is this going to go?
Which is a short thing to say. Oh, okay. We'll be back for real next week.
Me and you.
No. You're
I'm taking over from Claire next week for the full episode.
You will not be welcome back. Claire is going to
wow. We'll see about that, won't we?
Claire is...
We'll take a vote.
Claire is... We'll be back from Europe at the end of the week. Mm. And so just to let everybody know that thank you so much for coming to all the different shows.
Do you think she'll be extra European?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I thought
Big long mustache.
That's exactly right.
Is that
yes.
a European thing?
Yeah.
Clogs, penny farthing.
Big jar of olives. She's just eating from a big jar of olives.
Sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All of these different things. Now, people often also they want to know what I'm thinking of the latest episode, and just like that, Mason.
Oh yes, I would love to hear your thoughts.
I don't know, man.
I've heard nothing but bad things.
Yeah, well,
I heard nothing. I heard mostly bad things about season one.
Yep,
and I've definitely heard nothing but bad things about season two.
Well, you have heard the correct things, Mason.
I've heard Shay Diaz's just incredible stand-up set.
Oh my god! Yeah. Well, look, it's not a fault of the actor.
Uh-huh.
I mean, maybe it is.
Sure,
but
maybe they wrote it.
They don't write proper stand-up. I played a clip a couple of weeks back.
It's
dreadful.
I took an Uber from a kitchen in my bedroom or whatever.
Because I'm so lazy or whatever. Mm. And it was expensive.
Yeah, that's right.
And boy, that is fun. What a fun observation.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that suggests that the rest of, because they say in stand-up, start with your second best joke and end with your best joke.
Yeah.
So I cannot imagine what the rest of the set was like. But just a really enthusiastic
Maybe mixing
crowd.
It up. Maybe all the good stuff is, it's like,
oh yeah,
reversing it, flipping it, unexpected.
Okay, so second worst joke to start off with, worst joke at the end.
Yeah.
Intriguing.
They've also replaced Samantha with somebody who's just like, you know, a little bit older and doing sexy stuff.
Oh, there's a new fourth member of the sexy.
There's like five
of the SATC crew.
No, it feels like they're trialing like three or four at a time.
Oh, for backdoor pilots.
Yeah.
Well.
Or just to be like permanent members.
Wow.
And I don't even...
You know, they call Charlotte the backdoor pilot.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Was it a particular episode you're referring to?
Yeah. Anyway.
I know the one.
Yeah.
I've seen them all.
Yes.
But, so they're all fine, like, in themselves, but they're clearly looking to, like...
And that's what you want. You want to watch a TV show with a cast that's fine.
Yeah.
So you're still watching this show, though.
Still watching
you're going to watch it till the end.
You know how limited my time is, and I'm still watching it.
Now, this isn't... Now, Kim Cattrall isn't on it yet.
Yet.
She's in the last episode, right?
Yeah.
We all know that. That's what they're leading up to.
Well, because they didn't... Because my reasoning is that they wanted to tell everybody up top that Kim Cattrall is returning, but don't expect anything above, like, her filming her scene.
That's
100
right.
miles away from everybody else
on
a phone call with nobody.
She's in the Oppenheimer nuclear bunker.
Exactly, yeah. But so they've replaced kind of Samantha with a woman who gets up to, like, similar hijinks.
Samantha!
Exactly. Is that your Tony Danza impression?
I think so, yeah.
He's in the show, actually.
Is he what?
Yeah, Tony Danza's in it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Angela. Yes, it is. I just had a...
That reference is so specific.
I just had a tickle in my brain. I'm like, well, I should say it.
But they should have gone with the MASH effect. Are you familiar with this?
Yes, of course I'm familiar with the MASH
effect. So the MASH effect, for those people who don't know, is when you take an existing character and then you...
You remove them.
You remove.
You cancel
when
they're
removed, and you replace them with somebody who's like the polar opposite.
Mm.
And whereas this person is just, it's different.
It's the Spooks effect, James.
It's the Spooks effect, exactly.
Mm. Well, they take a character and they replace them with the exact same character.
Yeah.
I hope nobody notices.
Not exactly the same. Because I like the character of Seema and it's like an interesting perspective and all that. And, you know, it's a different kind of lifestyle and all those kinds of things. But the kind of the sexy stuff is like, this is the stuff you would have given to Samantha.
Oh, hell yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just not feeling it, Mason.
Yeah.
You know? But I am watching it.
Yeah.
And we're talking about it.
Yeah.
And that's media.
That's right.
Yeah.
You want somebody to be given some stuff to Samantha.
Exactly. Yeah. My goodness. So any final thoughts on this episode of Suggestible, Mason? Have you had a good time?
I had a great time. I mean, it was an ambush and I feel betrayed.
But after you got over the initial shock of the ambush, how do you feel it?
Loving it,
Jack. Great. That's really good. So, yeah, we'll be back next week. Not Mason, just to be clear. This was his test, and obviously he didn't do very well.
But why don't you listen to me on the Weekly Planet podcast?
Well, that's right. We've got a big episode this week because we're doing Oppenheimer and Barbie.
That's right.
Yeah.
One for the gals and one is Barbie.
Yep.
I did it again. I turned it around.
I don't know how you keep that joke fresh.
Well, I don't.
Every time.
That's the twist. You just have a bad memory. I do the same joke every time, and you just don't remember.
All right. We do actually have to do a commentary for the movie Deep Blue Sea, which will be out in a few weeks. Mm. Thank you everybody for your patience because I can understand like me, you're probably frustrated that Claire is not appearing in this show.
That's right.
It's because every week I go to record.
Yeah.
And there's nobody I can ambush.
That's true.
Except for this week, obviously.
Yeah.
You know what the one good thing about Claire being away is? Well, two things.
No Claire.
Mm-hmm. Well, three things. I get kudos for no reason. Just people being like, you're doing a great job.
You're so brave.
I'm so brave. Look at me.
Dad of the year.
Yeah. And look, that's true.
You've kept your kids alive for nearly a month. Without your own mum being here, your mum Claire.
And the other one is that the bath mat is bone dry. Claire goes into the bathroom, just leaves with a sopping wet bath mat.
Wow.
And it upsets me.
Because she brings it in the shower.
I assume she does. So it's just been an incredible time for not changing the bath mat, not having to dry it out. If there's one thing I've realised that I'm really good at is just bath mat etiquette.
So
I might be one of the best.
Yeah.
If there was an Olympics or a Commonwealth Games, Mason, for example, which is cancelled in Australia, unfortunately, because otherwise I could have done my dry bath mat sport. I win 100% of the time. Yeah.
James is here and his bath mat's still dry. It's been 17 hours. Still so dry. He's had a shower too. It's dry.
All right. Thanks, everyone.
What's your sign off in the show?
Get lost.
Smell you later, nerds.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.